This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Big wins in the New York primary last night for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Clinton defeated Bernie Sanders 58% to 42%, 16 points. For the GOP, Trump got 61% of the vote. John Kasich was a distant second at 25%. Ted Cruz was in third at 14%. What's it mean for the race, especially with five states voting next Tuesday? For that, we're joined by our political team, Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
So let's start with the Republicans. Donald Trump won at least 89 of the 95 delegates up for grabs in New York with that win last night. Does it put him on track to get the 1,237 delegates he needs to win the nomination on the first ballot at the GOP convention this summer, Todd?
Well, it's not inevitable, but it was a great night for him, and he finally won a state with over 50% of the vote, and with his near sweep of the delegates, he tied Cruz for the number of delegates won in April, so he stopped his slide after losing Wisconsin. With new campaign managers and a more disciplined message strategy, I think they're more optimistic at Trump headquarters. And also, it shows that he has this strange coalition. Some of it's predictably the old white guys who resent change and those that Trump called the poorly educated, low information voters. But he's also done well with moderate and liberal Republicans. That was clear in New York exit polls. And it was evident here, too, in Massachusetts, where Trump got his earlier highest percent, 49% in the state primary.
All right, Dan Payne.
Well, you know, Trump hadn't won a contest, a state, since March 22nd. So he's been barren for a while. This has to be a big emotional lift to him and his small coterie of aides and advisors. They clearly got to him. They clearly were able to influence how he conducted himself in his acceptance speech, which was short and sweet.
All right, let's hear from Donald Trump, a short little soundbite that leads to the next question.
We're really, really rocking. We expect we're going to have an amazing number of weeks.
Well, Trump's expecting to have an amazing number of weeks in the contest going forward. So what do Ted Cruz and John Kasich need to do, considering that time is now limited in this campaign? Dan Payne.
Well, they need to completely change the calendar. The next states that are coming up all favor Trump. Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware. Those are all states that are favorable to Trump and not particularly favorable to Cruz, for sure, and maybe to a lesser extent Kasich, because Kasich actually may have won Manhattan last night, or he came very close. So there's a glimmer of hope for John Kasich.
That's right. The northeastern and mid-Atlantic states coming up look bad for Cruz. Cruz won zero delegates, of course, in New York. Kasich did much better than Cruz. And the Never Trump movement made a mistake in not backing Kasich instead of Cruz in New York. So right now, Indiana is probably the next best test case for Cruz. You'll notice that Cruz is no longer saying he wanted Kasich out of the race. It looks like he needs Kasich to stay in and win some delegates to stop Trump from reaching the 1,237 delegates needed for the nomination.
All right, a very quick answer to this question. Can Donald Trump be denied at the convention?
Yes, he can still fall short. Calculations are that he will fall a little short. The question will be, will he be successful in whining and dining and influencing delegates to jump on the bandwagon?
It's going to be hard to deny him the nomination if he comes to the convention with a huge lead in delegates. And I think his prognosis between now and the convention is very good. There, as Todd said, there may be one blip for him in Indiana, but otherwise things look good for Trump going toward the convention.
All right, on to the Democrats. Here's Hillary Clinton last night after her big win.
The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch and victory is in sight.
Is she right? Does the delegate math look good for her, Dan Payne? Is she now the presumptive nominee?
Well, there is something called the ruthless reality of numbers, and Bernie Sanders is not doing well numerically. It's very tough to convince a campaign to quit or to cut back, And I suspect that will be the case with Sanders. He will continue. Self-delusion is part of the nature of politics. And Sanders has got a lot of young people who have never worked in a campaign before. They're not going to want to give up just yet.
Well, New York might have been the last chance for Sanders to plausibly argue that he could win enough delegates to secure the nomination. His campaign manager predicts that Sanders will win every primary after that. But even that wouldn't be enough. With proportional allocation of delegates, Sanders can't close the gap. And even if he got close, Clinton has such a commanding lead in superdelegates, it really wouldn't matter. Clinton wanted this victory desperately, not just to prevent any humiliation of losing the state she represented in the Senate, but also to deflate the Sanders campaign so that they throttle back and stop being as critical of her.
Well, Sanders promised, despite the loss last night, Sanders promises to keep fighting through the primaries to the convention. But what's his play, Todd Domke?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the exit polls were pretty revealing in New York. It showed Sanders' strength with young people. But his weakness with older voters, with female voters, with non-white Democrats. So Sanders could regain momentum by winning in coming states. He has plenty of money, crowds, grassroots activism. But Clinton has the delegate math, which decides the nomination.
Well, Todd just put his finger on it. He has money, he has crowds, but he doesn't seem to have votes, at least not enough to defeat Hillary Clinton. And just as Donald Trump is sitting in the driver's seat, Hillary Clinton is as well, with Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island. These are all states that should be favorable to Hillary Clinton, and they don't look good for Bernie Sanders.
All right. Can Hillary Clinton, if she's a nominee, win Bernie Sanders supporters over? Very quick answer to this.
Well, it'll take some time, but I suspect they will. I mean, when you look at Trump as the option, I don't see where the Sanders people go.
And Todd Domke.
I agree with Dan, but these younger enthusiasts for Bernie Sanders, they're idealistic. They don't like her representing the establishment, so it'll take a long time for her to win them over.
Republican Todd Domke, thank you very much.
Good to be with you.
Democrat Dan Payne, thank you.
Glad to do it.